On that email, Admiral Rogers CC'd FBI Director James Comey, seen at screen left, and CIA Director John Brennan, seen at screen right, flanking the DNI, James Clapper, seated in the middle, for their joint congressional testimony 10 months before this email in February of 2016. Director Clapper took a little over 12 hours to reply to Admiral Rogers, and when he did, he addressed Brennan and Comey as well, suggesting they too, during those 12 hours, privately expressed views similar to those of Rogers. Clapper began, "Mike, John, Jim, understand your concern. It is essential that we, CIA, NSA, FBI, ODNI, be on the same page," Clapper wrote, "and we're all supportive of the report, in the highest tradition of that's our story and we're sticking to it," quote unquote. "This evening," Clapper continued, "CIA has provided to the National Intelligence Council the complete draft generated by the ad hoc fusion cell. We will facilitate as much mutual transparency as possible as we complete the report, but time," Clapper warned, "is not negotiable. We may have to compromise on our normal modalities, since we must do this on such a compressed timetable. This," Clapper concluded, "is one project that has to be a team sport. Jim." This latest declassification by Director Tulsi Gabbard's office comes after she referred these matters to the Justice Department for additional investigation. And Attorney General Pam Bondi then directed the impanelment of a federal grand jury in Florida